Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Still no solution for Greece debt deal. The International Monetary Fund is reporting no progress between Greece and its European creditors on a deal needed to unlock more than $8 billion in bailout funding ahead of a June 30th deadline. IMF Communications Director Jerry Rice.
There are major differences between us in most key areas. There has been no progress in narrowing these differences recently, and thus we are well away from an agreement.
The creditors want Greece to commit to new economic reforms before releasing further funding. But Athens has so far balked at austerity measures demanded by the Europeans in exchange for the cash. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff says the United States is considering creation of more train and advise hubs for Iraqi troops, even while it prepares to open a new base in Anbar province with 450 military personnel. General Martin Dempsey says examination of other sites beyond the new one near Ramadi, the provincial capital overrun by Islamic State insurgents last month, is, in his words, just part of prudent planning. Leaders of Nigeria and four of its neighbors met Thursday to discuss a proposed joint force to fight Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said his country should command the task force because it will provide the bulk of the troops and the main theater of the war is on Nigerian soil. Leaders attending the meeting in Abuja included the presidents of Chad, Niger, and Benin, as well as the defense minister of Cameroon. This is VOA News. Swiss and Austrian authorities are investigating whether sophisticated cyber attacks have been launched to spy inside the negotiations six world powers are holding with Iran over its nuclear program. Authorities say they're looking for malware that might have been used to monitor talks conducted at several hotels in Switzerland, Austria, and Germany. Chinese state media say former security chief Zhou Yongkang was sentenced to life in prison for corruption, making him the most powerful official to be brought down by the Communist Party's anti-graft campaign. The official Xinhua news agency said Thursday that Zhou admitted guilt and will not appeal the ruling. He was formally charged last month with bribery, abuse of power, and disclosing state secrets. Two Pakistani-American brothers were sentenced to long prison terms Thursday for a bomb plot to attack New York City in 2012. 22-year-old Rais Qazi and 32-year-old Sherariar Qazi were sentenced to 35 years and 20 years respectively by a court in the southern state of Florida. Authorities say the alleged plot never got beyond the planning stage. An American teenager admitted in court that he tried to help Islamic State militants recruit supporters and raise funds. 17-year-old Ali Shukri Amin pleaded guilty Thursday to charges of conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist group, offenses that carry a possible sentence of 15 years imprisonment. The U.S. Department of Justice said Amin also admitted helping another young American travel to Syria earlier this year to join Islamic State fighters. An Egyptian court convicted a police officer of killing a female protester in Cairo earlier this year. The officer was sentenced to 15 years in prison. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is calling for a swift agreement among political parties to form a coalition government. Dorian Jones reports.
In his first televised speech since Sunday's election, President Erdogan urged all four parties represented in parliament not to leave the country in limbo and work quickly to form a new government. The election deprived the AKP of its parliamentary majority. AKP leader Ahmet Davutoğlu announced the party is dropping its bid to create an executive presidency, saying the electorate had given its verdict. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
British horror movie legend Christopher Lee has died in London at 93. Among his best-known roles was that of Dracula. Lee portrayed Dracula as a nearly silent and seductive character. British actor Ron Moody, best known for his award-winning role as Fagin in the stage and film musical Oliver, died in London Thursday at the age of 91. Moody was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar for the 1968 film version of the musical, while winning a Golden Globe and the Best Actor Prize at the Moscow International Film Festival. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.